Eagles got strong legs then. And strong wings. Their wings must be fucking strong.
Even to lift that up off the ground.
Very yeah, the Eagle and all that. I've seen the Crystal Palace one. Why are you laughing?
Hmm? What do you think? Comfortable.
It's got the L in it, but it's... You know, I'm not going to go back to the
races. Comfortable has an L in it.
Of course it does.
Yeah, that does.
So it does comfortable. And this is why the TA.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome back to the Coppo Show, formerly known as the Coppo Podcast. I go by the name of Big Jordy Jules. Once again, I'm here today. I brought my nephews out with me.
I'm not your nephew. L's aka Mr. Make Apple.
Yes, your boyfriend, the one who'll come to see, man.
So my nephews, how's it been going?
I'm not your nephew, as I said, but good, you know. Really good. Actually, yeah, you can go around the room now. I've got no surprise.
No. The way you're saying it, like you're...
Yeah, no.
I'm setting up.
I'm not putting nothing out of my bag. There's...
You didn't lose your reaction?
No. I don't have a lose reaction. Yeah, no. Talk about what we're talking about afterwards. It's fine.
You can say it now. The stage.
Oh, no. I realised, I think Wood Green is as bad as West Crater.
You know, it's like genuine.
I saw something crazy today. Like, I'm not going to lie here. I was walking and I had to go, oh! And then the man in front of me says, he up in the love. So there was a guy bent over and his
whole and you walked in behind him.
You look so dumb. Oh. No! he was,
that's why people said, oh! that's what I thought. Because he went inside the man.
This is what we're saying. I went inside a man in Wood Green High Street.
At the crossroads.
No. I'd be arrested. But no, all jokes aside, there was a man bent over and his tracksuit bottoms were down. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was
so astonishing.
Now, but where's Craydon though? Craydon, I've seen some problems. I've seen, a man crouched down shitting in West Croydon.
That's a lie.
I swear to God.
Shut up.
Don't you remember? I'm up on my snap a few years back.
Yeah, you've seen that.
And you remember else?
Where? A full-blown
man crouched down shitting.
Where?
In West Croydon.
Where?
We went by the car park, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. Car park. Yeah.
What? Yes, by the car park.
But I'm still
putting... But it was at KFC.
I'm still putting...
You're lying.
Wood Green, like...
It's not far off.
It's not far off.
I've also seen someone shit my East Croydon too. In an alleyway.
Fuck, box.
Wait. I'm walking.
Box to box right there, so it might have been a rough night for you, a rough day. But basically, my whole thing, or when I realised how bad it was when I come out the tube station, I went Nando's. Gone in there, sat down, ordered my food, whatever. Then some man came in. He had the refillable, the cups, like the big ones.
Yeah.
Whatever. I've seen him standing under the ice cream machine. He's filled the cup up.
With ice cream?
Oh, man. There was another young guy working there. He was asking, oh, the cups are for that, bro. You have to go with the ice cream. So, but it's bottomless, so I'm just arguing with this guy. I'm sitting there, I'm eating my food, I'm looking at both of them.
It was just the wrong person for me.
But I'm just looking at them. I was going to feel it, but I thought, you know what, this other guy is kind of mad. Let me not even antagonize him. The guy has walked him back to his seat. He's got back up. And he's sitting down with his bag on as well. The whole setup's mad. He gets back up. He's finished his cup of ice cream, by the way. He's gone back to get another one. The guy said to him, oh, yo, you can't do that again.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I don't care. I'm doing what I want. Arguing with the guy, I'm like, bro, you can't be well. The guy that works here just left him because it's not really worth it at the end of the day, isn't it? And then he's come up to me, he's like, bro, do you smoke, bro? I was thinking, oh, come on, man.
So that guy saw you as a shot. What do you want, bro? You keep on watching, man.
Man's full to the brim with ice cream, and he looks around, all right, who can man talk?
Who can man rob? Yeah. You, horse yo. You in the hat. you swung.
Who can man rap?
But I told him, nah, like, I don't smoke. And even if I'm not buying buffle from you. But anyway, that's just like part number one. Then, like, some of the other people that are working there have gone to the kitchen where, like, they're cleaning whatever, I clean, like, dishes and so forth. And I kid you not, they're playing Harlem Spartans. Well, in the kitchen and they're blazing it. They're blazing it loud. And I'm seeing this you dancing in the back of the thing. I was thinking, this place, it's not right. It's mad. And then I walked out and I saw your partner.
Oh, you saw that guy?
Yeah, I saw your partner.
Yeah, no, bro.
I saw his cheeks out. I just thought, but I was on edge. Like, I just thought I need to get out of it. Yeah, like, it's just a bit much,
a bit of a lot there. So.
Can you imagine, yeah, if there was a West Croydon? No. Can you imagine if there was a Nando's in West Croydon?
You couldn't be.
Like, you know, yeah, you'll be waiting forever for your food, innit? Like, you know, like you'll be sat down, you'll place an order, someone will walk in, take your order off the little heat rack, and go and sit down at a table.
That would happen regularly.
Nando's in West Croydon.
You can't.
It could never. They would lose millions. Yeah, you
can't. What kind of business do you think can thrive in West Croydon?
Rehab.
And we're not even lying.
Rehab. I feel like a rehab center. Yeah,
it's like a rehab center. It's
nice, a hub.
Yeah.
A train station, bus station.
Like a rehab center, a church, a mosque.
You're funny.
They've got all that.
No, they've got all that. Well, no, I don't know about the rehab.
Church and mosque. Yeah. Mosque is by Lidl.
The church is right.
Yeah.
They got all of that there. They're in.
Looking to open a read up.
That strip, is that a little strip of West Croydon?
It's dark though, man.
It's dark 24/7. Yeah. I hate walking down there. Yeah,
it's mad still.
Like, how can one of our colleagues said that he went to West Croydon and he come back and said, I went to West Croydon the other day. It's first world. And I was like, you're the kind of thing.
You're third world.
It's third world down this. It's third world. It's not a normal place.
It's really bad. No, it's just really bad. But yeah, you know, let us know if you think Wood Green or West Croydon is.
Or there's a worse area. Because we said Tottenham. You said Tottenham, innit?
It's what it was.
You. No, you said Tottenham. You said walk down Tottenham High Street and you'll back up into a magnet.
Think, oh no, he was on Tottenham High Street. That's a
year.
Oh, yeah, it was a bit mad. It was
So you'll still say West Green is one of the maddest years. Yeah. And you'd say Wood Green, like, if Wood Green's pushing.
It's on par. Because I've seen videos of Wood Green as well, like, just separately. Like, there was a dead pigeon and some man, I think he was in a suit, he picked up the pigeon and threw it back into the air thinking it was going to fall.
You're lying.
I swear to
you. You're lying.
We're going to get the video.
Wait.
Picked up the pigeon. I'm thinking, oh, I know this area. And then he threw the pigeon in the air and it just landed back on me. Like, this year.
Oh shit,
that's mad. And let us know as well what businesses you feel could thrive in West Croydon, you know, because there could be some opportunities.
It's a gap in the market.
Yeah.
There's a bad gap still. Yeah. Well, what about you, sort of? How you been anyway?
Oh, I've been sick, you know.
With what?
Diabetes.
No, I don't know. Sure.
Yeah,
but
I lost weight.
I've been working after work.
Yeah,
I was trying.
That was a horrible stun. What did you say?
For dinner, you want to tell them?
What they
did to the
rack and wings.
Okay.
From?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
KFC.
You're not serious.
Do you know what's mad?
Like, you know, like, you're on, like, I've said it before, but I'm being serious.
A high carb, low exercise.
Yeah, but it's high fat as well.
Nah,
like, you don't drink water. Like, you don't do like not like you're drinking Magnum now. On a Thursday night, you're drinking Magnum.
What's in your cup?
Oasis.
No, it ain't. That's Magnum.
No, it's not Magnum. See, and this is my first probably non-water drink for the week.
I have to drink.
I think you do well with the abuse. I think that's what really, like, you could hear us calling you a fat fuck, and that's
look, it's even empty.
Put it down.
Magnum for you. Thursday.
Put it down.
You got work in the morning.
Put it down.
Magnum. You can't afford to be drinking Magnum.
On that clip, though. Let me see this clip.
See, that's like the Sainsbury's. Gotta put the clip up for the viewers.
Yes.
Because why did he
bonkers? And he's on it, he's gone for a second time. Yeah, he's not well. He's not well, isn't well.
No. Did he even hear slapping the floor?
No. That's mad. That's bad. Wait, that's West Croydon ish.
That's why I said it's like I think they might be up park.
Do you know where else is a mad area? Stratford, you know. Have you been around Stratford?
I've only been straight into the shopping centre, straight up.
Don't you remember when we had a pitch? Don't you remember what was going on?
Was that Stratford?
Yes.
I was drunk and having a blast though, so I
don't
really.
Don't you remember when we went there early to kind of set things up? I don't think Jordan was there. Me and you went.
Hey, we had to go get a drink.
Oh, sorry. There was people. I remember. There was a man with one leg, like running around. Don't you remember how mad it was? Stratford is rough. Rough area, man.
Wait, so it's rough because a man.
No. It's not because they're amputee. It's because he was having a fight.
That's bad for you.
No, but don't say amputee like that. Like, if he
was fucked, so.
You're dumb. You're fucked. There was obviously more stuff.
So there's an amputee. So suddenly Stratford is mad.
No, I can't remember what happened.
No, Stratford.
That's bad.
People watching this will tell you Stratford is scatty. The best thing about Stratford is the Westfield. And even the Westfield's a bit. Wild, isn't
it? So why is this guy? Is an amputee.
No, it was just like a lot of down and outs, loads of down and outs.
You don't say I was down and out.
But you know what down and out is? Think about it. It's a nice way of saying someone was out for you.
Homeless.
I wouldn't say necessarily you're homeless, but it's down.
So someone with,
I am.
So someone with one leg.
No. Don't you know what a down and out is? Honest.
Yeah, now, yeah, I'm thinking about
down
it.
And
down
out.
And out.
Yeah, down and out.
But you said there's a lot of down and out, so I'm thinking,
and
you've only mentioned one kind of person.
No, man, there's down and out.
I'm sensing discrimination. Yeah, they love.
No, because it's because you are fucked. I'm going to say, so, it's an amputee. You're a mix up, man. The two mix up. But yeah, Stratford is definitely one of the wildest places I'll stay in London. Stratford, Tottenham, and West Croydon. Those are the three areas.
So I was going to kick off the call, but you know, there's
what?
There's no gap.
Yeah, there's no gap missing.
You know, it's 4 days.
See?
Dark.
See, you're drunk. You're drunk. you're drunk.
I'm not.
Thursday night, you're back in Magnum.
I don't drink in the week. It's only because...
Feeling you drank yesterday.
It's only because of bet. I was like, and again, that's different.
But if you're drinking the week... Anytime you step out, you drink.
Depends where I'm going.
No. I don't know. If you're going for food...
No, I don't.
You drink.
I don't.
Concerts, you drink.
Oh,
okay.
I jumped a topic.
Feet on, you drink.
No.
Pod... Magnum wood or wild one.
Stop saying that.
Like, you got a big drink problem.
No,
man.
Don't say that. Don't put that in my mouth.
And that's why you're over a ton.
You want to talk? You're 95 kg.
I weighed myself.
For your height, that's morbid obesity for a man of your height.
I went home and I weighed myself.
If the doctors were to do your BMI, they would be saying, fuck me, this guy is here. 95 kg. Me and you are touching shoulders, bitch.
I went home
and I'm an injured.
Said the girl.
Hold on a second, yeah. Because I went home and I weighed myself.
Did you take a picture?
That's not. What does that mean?
Let me see.
I can only use that as
88.2. Yep.
So what, he was 95 on the night.
That's some nonsense.
why are the scales?
Man, those raggedy ass scales.
So some people said that it looked like 100 on the camera as well. I'm not gonna lie.
So those wobbly ass scales.
Yeah, I don't even get them scales.
Generations.
But it could be off the needle could be off the wrist.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, give or take a kg.
Those skills are expired.
Still bad.
Like yeah, my body fat is 15%.
Is that good?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
What's normal?
Like very good is like 11. Like athletes are like 11.
And you're 15?
Like 15.
So how come he was 95 last week?
Those raggedy ass girls. That's nonsense.
I don't know, man.
Healthy body fat percentage is 8 to 19%.
See?
There we go. Gambly.
Yeah.
How did you do that? Like, why is
it I've got electric scales, yeah. Yeah, where you step on them, yeah, and connect your
phone to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Bluetooth scales.
Yeah. And it does everything. Like your body fat, your bone mass, how much protein.
What's the scales called?
I sent it to you. Yeah. It's on Amazon. It's cheap as well. It's something like $25.
So they still are Bluetooth
still.
And give you all that information,
all this info, your bone mass, everything, muscular mass.
I might need to do that because
not those scores from 1975 or whatever.
You shouldn't worry about that. You should be looking towards yourself and how you compare yourself, not about my old skills. You got bigger things to worry about.
Yeah. And by the way. Do you just want to call it quits now? With respect, we
have. I'll be so in it.
Chuck on Monday.
I couldn't be bothered on Monday. I'll be so. Like, it was raining. I was tired. I had the lot going on. I couldn't be bothered. I don't want to call it quits. It gives you extra time to.
So when are you going to do it?
We're going to do it at some point, but I just couldn't be bothered on the Monday. I'm sorry.
Because I'm away now for 2 weeks, yeah? So.
Practice.
As when I come back, I'm going to need 2 weeks after that to...
No, you're not going to need 2 weeks. So.
You can't draw me out after 2 weeks of drinking and eating in the sun.
Yes, I can.
That's not right.
What did he say after we finished recording?
Monday, I said, let's go.
You need to set a date.
Monday, I said, let's go.
All right, and I couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, you ain't going to pick me up from the airport and drive me straight.
Straight to the track.
Straight to the running track.
And remember he said if it was raining, that he's not on it. It was raining that day.
Not in the evening.
Stopped.
I mean, was it? It stopped. Like
but you just couldn't be bothered, Josh.
Yeah, no, but that's the main thing. I actually couldn't be bothered that day. That's it. But you've got...
Do you think that I can't do it in 13 seconds?
I need to film you when you drive up to the studio, just so they can understand my point of view. Every time the car stops at the light... this drives mad.
Wait, what?
So,
what, every time he's at a traffic?
So, when I see this, he can't do it. I don't think he's got it in a lock. That's what I said. Yeah.
Josh, do you think that I can run 100 meters in 13 seconds?
Yes. Possibly.
Thank you.
He didn't sound. He didn't sound confident. No.
No, but yeah. It's not. It's
possible. Possibly. But it's not possibly hard. Possibly. Not a nice answer.
Like it's not.
But it
hard.
Doesn't really mean anything. Possibly.
Like it's not hard.
You've got potential not to.
You've got potential to do it.
I've potential not.
Like I'm not slow, you know.
13.6.
I'm not slow.
So if he does anything, how much is it for?
You said £50.
Yeah. I reckon that you're gonna lose money or something.
100% he's gonna lose money.
That's fair. We'll do it. It's just that
double or quits?
I couldn't nah, calm down. yeah, I just couldn't be bothered that Monday. That was it.
So you wanna do it because he is actually going away.
Yeah.
We actually need to get this. We talk about this every week.
Tell me your schedule. You're away this weekend. Next week.
I'll be celebrating my birthday.
All week. Monday through December. And you ain't got 13 seconds. This is my problem.
I'm away.
Yeah.
You're not away all week. I'm away from Wednesday.
Yes.
To...
So Monday, Tuesday, what do you
do? Sunday, I'm in France until Monday.
Okay.
Tuesday, I have football.
Okay.
Wednesday, I'm away.
Okay. France isn't that far from the UK. So Monday, what are you doing?
Els, I'm coming back from France. I've been traveling back to France.
What's that?
In the evening.
Okay. Tuesday.
I have football.
Not all day. You're not a professional.
Well, I'll be packing. Yeah.
For your trip on
Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I'm back on Saturday.
There's holes in the day.
Then we'll be going out for a birthday meal with friends.
Yeah. I'm aware of your dinner.
Then Sunday, I have football. Then I'll be going out.
There's time on the Tuesday.
Then I think Monday, I'm free. And then I'm away again from that Tuesday.
I think next Tuesday, you've got time to go chat cookie.
30 seconds.
I don't think he's that fast.
Well, 30, when you've been for
40. Why do you think I'm that fast?
I wish I filmed.
Everyone's always shocked, you know. When they see me run and I start to...
I reckon you'll do it in 11.
I think you're fit, but I don't think you're fast.
I'm not even fit. That's the thing. I'm not fit, yeah, but I'm not slow. So the thing is, like, for me to run for 13 seconds... That's
it's still
like if like if you said 2 minutes, then that's like, oh, you know, but 30 seconds of me.
So you're
just pushing myself
long distance running.
That's what you're likely to catch him.
That's
for information. So maybe yeah. I'll offer you a double or quits, yeah, with some sort of long distance running.
We'll work it out. We'll see this 13 seconds person and we'll wait
till you from there. All right, well, let's start anyway.
Yeah. All rise. Cool, it's now in session.
Right, so kick things off. Question to the nation. So this week's question to the nation is, what is the best season of the year? So obviously you've got spring, summer, winter, and autumn. So I was having a conversation about this last week before you come. And everyone likes different seasons, innit? What would you not say is the best season of the year?
I think spring.
Why?
In the UK, I think spring because summer here is too hot. There's no breeze. The hay fever is too much.
The hay fever is peak.
Yeah, like you can't see, you can't breathe, you can't think. Like you can't go to the park with your friends. Like it just ruins like your whole day.
Wait, what months are considered as spring? Is that like March to like May?
Yeah, it must be like February to May or something. Like.
End of Feb to like May, because then summer kicks off from that like June,
From March till June.
Yeah,
March till June.
Yeah, don't.
I think spring. Yeah.
Prefer those.
I think we because my birthday is in March, and I always remember around my birthday, that's when it goes from like cold to kind of warmish. That's the transition period. Because we're playing January.
The jacket's away.
Yeah, and you can start wearing just like a hoodie.
Yeah.
In March onwards. So I'd say spring for me. And the other thing that I clocked, like you see summer, we're talking about it. Summer, there's a lot of pressure. Because it's summer, you feel like you need to do something because it's summer. Don't you ever feel like that?
No.
What? Wait. So wait. Like, in terms of like, because it's summer, like if it's a hot day, do you only ever feel like I need to be doing something?
No.
Don't you?
No.
So well, it would be a hot day and just be happy to just be in your
but house. You know what? This goes back to you, Phil.
What? Drinking. Alcohol.
No, it ain't. It's got nothing to do with alcohol, is it?
So you're chilling, yeah? So you're home. It's hot. Oh, my days. I need a bevy.
I never said that.
Oh, I need a beer.
I never said that. I need a bevy. I said, when it's hot, you think to yourself, there must be something that I can do. I can go park, go to a motive. I just feel like when it's
go
hot,
to the park and drink.
No,
like
no,
you
no.
said nothing like
no.
Like
go to the beach.
A drink.
No.
When's the last time you went to the beach here?
The beach?
Yeah.
Maybe like a couple of years ago now.
Where did you go to Brighton or Margate?
That was couple.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah.
10 plus.
No. Been Brighton recently. I think maybe 2 years ago. I didn't go this year. I mean, yeah, 2 years.
What time of the year did you go?
Summer.
You know, you're
a person. Don't you dare.
Did you drink on this weekend? Just gone.
What was this weekend?
I know you drank.
What was this weekend?
Saturday.
I don't think what happened this week.
Was you recording?
Was it, eh?
It's definitely due tequila. It's got the
bottle. Oh, that was Friday. Alright, cool. So we drove on Friday. So Saturday.
I can't remember.
Did you go to a concert?
Yeah, I went composers.
I was meant to ask you. I was composers, actually.
Wait, did you drink then?
Yeah.
You've never been to a concert and not drank.
It helps. The vibe.
What?
It's the nice loose up, man. It's nice. Most people see fuck.
See, you're drunk.
We like, oh man,
you were hot.
There's nothing wrong with having a little drink at a concert. Social drinking's fine. It's not like I'm just drinking in my yard by myself.
Well, how do we know?
No.
He's at home getting pissed.
No, that's fine.
Stumbling around his flat, you know.
But yeah, you were saying about composers, what was saying.
Yeah, was it good?
It was good still, but I thought that I'm not really that tuned into the Afrobeat scene though. Like, they was playing songs that I don't really know. Like, the bangers, obviously, man knows. But yeah, in terms of like the new Afrobeats, I'm not really clocked in like that, I'll be honest. But it was decent, though. It was a decent little band. For anyone who don't know composers, they're like a band for Shaqe, Davido. Like, they're one of the biggest bands in the UK. See,
yes, they're forward.
And they've also done their own concert in Wembley Arena. It was good, sold out, good vibes. But I just don't really know all the music, if I'm being honest. I need to step my Afrobeat game up because yeah, I'm not really a massive fan of it.
Because they're all on the yard to
I'm, to be honest, even the Jamaican team, I've fallen off that as well.
Let me go up here, the Alex Isley concert as well.
Ah, yes, went to that as well.
Did you drink?
No, I actually didn't.
Did you not?
I didn't drink. I had water.
Water?
I had water.
That surprised me more than anything.
It must have been hungover.
No. No. The Alex Isley concert, I had water.
Was that good, though?
Yeah, very chilled, very nice. Very, she's a very good singer. The only thing I would say that was a little bit dead about it was the venue. Have you ever been to Village Underground in Shoreditch?
Not for years.
Have you been to
it? No.
So it was kind of cramped. It's like an L shape. And where she was, the bar, so let's say she's there, the bar is on like the left. So like people was congregating by the bar and you couldn't really
see
her properly unless she was kind of have a talk like me or you're kind of like right in front of the stage. So I thought that was a little bit dead, like in terms of the venue. Next time she comes, I think she should do a different venue. But it was good though, that the two concerts I went to, because I'm a big fan of live music, that's my bag. But it was good, two concerts I went to at church though. But yeah, so we agree, spring, summer, autumn, winter.
Yeah.
Was it
yeah. Seasons?
Yeah. All right, well, in the comments, let us know what you think is the best season of the year.
Cool.
Else?
Do you know what? This is it crossing my mind a lot, and I might be weird for it, but do you not ever wonder what happened to like your old school teachers and stuff?
Yeah.
I'm like primary school, secondary school.
I think one of them passed away, Miss Cole. Because she was old.
What, like when you was
in when school, I was like teacher. When I was in like year two, she was like 70s. So now
she must be
either
went up that way.
Yeah. Or she doesn't know what's going on. Can't be coherent now.
Went on her way means that you've done a few years in heaven.
If she's still about, I'll be shocked. Miss Cole. Yeah, I'll be shocked because she was old.
I don't really think about like primary school like as a whole. Like, you know, like people say that they miss school, and I probably don't miss school.
But not primary school, I said
yeah.
But like, you don't even wonder like, what was my friend in Guyana from school up to?
No,
really?
Yeah, I always
like playing like that time.
No, I'm not even that because I had fun in school. Like,
you don't miss school?
No, but I just don't miss school. Like,
yeah, I school, wonder like what's one of the best times, man.
I think adult life, like my early 20s, like that was probably like
the latest time.
Yeah. Like school is just like it's fun, but it's not like the best times of my life, I don't think. Like I met some good people, I had some fun in that, but
I think school's good, man.
School and uni, college.
Even like when I went to the barbers on the other day, and one of my old teaching assistants was in there.
You get a personal TA, didn't you?
Oh, you did.
Yeah, but it wasn't for learning problems.
Jordan, sit down.
Stop throwing me.
Why are you eating the corner of the book?
Mom, quickly, yeah, I'm on the pod, yeah. In school, yeah. What? Which groups was I in?
That's not the question. That's not what we're discussing.
Wait. On which groups was I in school, mom?
What do you mean? What group in terms of the class?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Give me the right context. That's not what we're talking about.
There we go. I was in the top set.
You having a TA.
Yes, because of my behavioural problem.
That's what we were getting. That's what we're talking about.
No, because I was a dunce.
We weren't really stupid. We said that.
I was a dunce.
You concentrated.
Anyone had behavioural problems.
Anyone that has a TA.
They've got a condition. There's some sort of condition. We didn't say what condition, but you could be smart and still have a condition.
Yeah, I was in all the top sets.
I was decent, I was middle tier.
Yeah, it sounded like D's and B's. No chance.
You didn't have a tier, did you? No, I mean, Ben TA. So it's clearly.
You have a TA. Yeah, the high chair. That's what he has.
If else is.
Where the teacher's just coming in and lifting him up and just putting him in. And he can't move, but the teacher lifts him up.
Well done.
Oh, my days.
Oh
no! That reminds me when Elsa that when he went to the marathon, and his mum was like, "Don't play out because the eagle might come."
Yeah, an eagle might come and lift up my
son. An eagle will lift up my son quick.
But you know what's so mad, yeah? Like jokes aside, you know eagles are mad strong, innit?
Yeah.
Like they lift up deer. Seriously, bro.
This is you back on that page again,
isn't it? No, I see. You'll see it in the documentary.
A deer.
By their neck.
An eagle can't pick up a deer.
Right. Fionn.
Show me that right now.
Fionn, an eagle can lift up a deer.
No, it can't.
Yes, it can.
What kind of eagle?
It can,
what's
bro.
That?
Bro, that's a deer.
Oh, my God.
See, I told you, bro.
What?
I told
you. Is that a fully grown deer?
It's a fully grown deer.
No, yeah. It can't be.
It's an adult deer.
Show me that again.
It's a bull.
You have to push this up. Eagles can pick up deer.
Look, bro.
I was a little bigger than the deer.
No, he wasn't bigger than the deer. Was bigger than you. So,
but he's no bigger than the deer. Of course he wasn't. With you.
What? 7, 8 years old.
Oh my days. But yeah,
eagles are strong, you know.
Yeah. I didn't know. That's blown my mind. I can't believe it. Picking up a deer.
Because they pick it up here and then they drop it from high. So when it drops it, dies.
Yeah. Oh, so then that's how it kills it.
Yeah, yeah. If it's not dead already.
And then they'll go down and just eat it.
Yeah.
Do eagles eat these?
Is it
vultures?
Yeah, vultures. Yeah, vultures eat meat.
But they can't pick up.
No, they can't.
So eagles got strong legs then. Yeah, and strong wings. Their wings must be fucking strong.
Even to lift that up off the ground.
Very easy. Yeah, the eagle and all that.
I've seen the Crystal Palace one.
Why are you laughing?
Wait, what's wrong? What's mad what I'm saying?
You are experiencing so.
It's like just.
Is it so fucking
What, seeing the crystal?
I've seen the crystal pie.
That's the only eagle man I've seen.
Five from his yard.
Where have you not seen eagles?
A stone's throw.
Where have you not seen eagles?
Multiple zoos. Yeah. Or different. Oh, like zoos. When I went to.
I don't go zoo.
Or when I went to
Miami, I saw an eagle. The eagle tried to get me. They tried to lift me.
You're lying. What? Right. It was just outside. Or was it in a?
I was outside on the hammock. I'm laying down and I look up. Ask Wolf and Giovanni. Yeah. I look up and there's an eagle up high in the sky, yeah?
Circling.
And it's circling. Like it's circling.
What, circling?
Then it just starts to nosedive down. I had to run inside.
Wait, you saw it nosedive?
Yes, yes.
That's serious.
Answer it, fund your back.
Wait. So the eagle saw you as prey.
It's circling, yeah.
Wait, I just started doing. How old was you, though?
Maybe like 25.
So you didn't have nothing to worry about at that age, though.
What? No, but it can attack you, though.
You're going to be here at 25.
Else. Listen. A dirty bird. Nose diving towards. That's disgusting.
How close did it get?
Nah, I was going to be fair. Like,
so actually, what was you?
Like halfway. Like halfway.
When did you clock that it was circling you?
No, like to be fair, I just thought, oh wow, like it's just.
I just,
yeah, and then I was like, whoa, wait, oh, okay. And then I ran a size of beauty. Then I was like, oh, shit, what's the eagle trying to get me?
Oh my days. Was it big?
Massive. Like the wings were like the wings were longer than. Yeah.
Serious.
Like, what's the wingspan of a
English thing?
The eagle actually tried to get him.
He tried to get me still.
That's crazy. I didn't know eagles attack humans.
Yeah. It wouldn't lift you up, though.
There's so many eagles. Because you're 100. They know. But a golden eagle, 1.8 to 2.3 meters.
What's that?
Yeah,
what's in the news?
Wingspan.
What's that in the news?
Pardon? No. What is 200?
Well, how many meters?
100. That's basic metrics.
Okay.
You're the one with the TA. That was Jack. Oh, it's me.
Joker. Anyway, Jules.
What's a food that everybody else loves but you hate?
Ooh. That's subjective, though. Mm-hmm. Anybody loves, but I hate it. Ooh, that's hard.
Do you know mine, yeah?
Yeah, you start.
Mine's the orange sweet potato.
I get that, though.
Hate that one.
I won't say I love it.
Hey, I don't mind it. I don't hate it.
My everybody love is it's hard.
People bang on about that, oh, like sweet potato fries, this, that. I'm just like, it's dead. The white one, that's a nice sweet potato. But the orange one, I'm just like,
okay.
Nah, man. But everyone just bangs on about it. And watermelon.
Watermelon,
that don't taste like nothing.
Nah, man. I'm actually trying to think. Everybody likes.
But everyone doesn't like anything, though. That's the thing.
No, but the majority of that people I love it, that.
In front of fake. Well, no, there's definitely stuff off.
I'm left getting you allergic.
Yeah, no, obviously not. I'll fucking eat you, can I? I was going to say prawns. I'm actually a picky eater.
It's onions for me. I hate onions. I can't even eat them. Put there, yeah.
Really?
See, I don't like raw onions. But if it's cooked up as food and stuff,
right, yeah,
then I don't mind it. Or in like a garb or something.
If I can taste that, I can't eat it.
But yeah, if like raw onions, like in like a salad or like a sandwich or something,
yeah,
I'm like, no, like that's, yeah, like this is nasty, man.
I won't have egg by it, so.
Egg?
Like, well, like scrambled egg.
You're the shittest Ghanaian I've ever met.
You're a disgrace.
You don't like egg as a Ghanaian?
That's their national.
It's not their national dish.
It's not their national. That's their national side dish.
Ghanaians love putting it in dishes, but
yeah, and you hate egg.
I bang pancakes.
Just say you hate gone. Say
pancakes isn't a Ghanaian dish. Yeah, that's American.
But it's got eggs in it, so I enjoy eating pancakes.
This guy,
he hates gone.
Yeah, why do you despise?
I don't despise. Also, they can't stand eggs. As a Ghanaian, that's crazy. You know?
When's the last time you had a Ghanaian food? Now, Have you had it since our last chat? Since our last chat?
No, I haven't.
Okay, wow. Josh, you're Ghanaian, right?
Mm.
When's the last time you had Ghanaian food?
Yesterday.
Oh. That's a real Ghanaian. That's a real
Ghanaian.
You see, what do they call you? Kwatia.
You're egging your thing as well.
Wasn't yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah, no. Boiled eggs.
No, I had food yesterday.
See what I said? Food.
Who do you live with?
It don't matter. It don't matter. Okay, thank you. It don't matter who it is.
Does your mom?
It don't matter.
Does yours?
She can.
She would. Yeah, she's open to stuff like
that. If I say, Mama, I want to know about my culture. Cook me some food for my culture. She'd love to do it.
She's open.
When's the last time you had Cuban food then? She's Cuban.
Yeah, but she don't need
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. You need to be home pounding or doing whatever you need to do.
I can tell we're gonna do this week in, week out, but yeah.
No, we are, because we're gonna check up, because you the people that need to know.
You not can check up.
And the people, they didn't know that you was Ghanaian.
And they were shocked. They were people shocked.
Yeah.
People man in the hands were like, what? Elsa's tricked me. He told me he was a yard man.
Someone said, oh, that was books, man. You books them.
Because Elsa's got the Jamaica gloves in his car.
Yeah.
What Jamaica?
It's got it in his car.
It's got a piece of red inside.
Yeah. It's no Ghana. You need to have one Jamaica, one Ghana.
Yeah,
you need to rent
Jamaican.
You're a black cat.
That's so funny.
It's not what they call themselves, the black cats.
Black snobs.
So you need to black cats.
I didn't think like a parcel. That's the
thing. I didn't know that. So you're a black cat.
What are you thinking of, Black Panthers?
What are you talking
about? That's like the, when they're saying black cat, you're like black stars. No, I was talking about something else. I was talking about black stars. Because you said black cat.
But anyway,
not to dig a deep hole, my mum's going to go on our next. Actually, I'm not going to say, but she's going to.
Why didn't we go?
Oh, I haven't got time. She's going to
burn.
She's going
for a while.
I don't have the time to be going in.
Where's your mum going there?
She's going. I don't have the time to be going there.
She's going out of time, I can't book.
Yeah, conveniently. Yeah, no, mum, what are you going there for?
Yeah.
There's nothing over there for you. We're Jamaicans. Why are you going there? Why are you going to that?
I don't want
to
be one of them.
We're Jamaicans.
We're
Caribbeans.
No, Els, this is bad, you know. It's bad.
I can tell you lot love it. That's why I'm giving you a lot more. I'm more joking, so. But, yeah, I'm half going there, half Jamaican. That's fine. Never denied it. Never said I'm not going there. You lot just have jokes, so.
We need to go back to his question, because we haven't answered it.
What's his question?
What is it that everybody lacks but he hates?
Oh,
Jordan said.
He said, got Ghana.
Everybody loves Ghana, but he hates.
Yeah, he hates.
I don't even know, you know, for me, what I would say. I'd say probably like milk. It's like milk.
Why do you say things like that?
Like what?
Like,
pronounce the L. Like, it's my mum. My mum messed me up, man. She pronounces the L's.
Yeah, but Cubans don't talk like that.
Well, Cubans would never pronounce milk.
Yeah. I just put out, I have a strong pronunciation of L's for some reason. That's how it is. But yeah, mine would be milk. I can't.
Yeah, but comfortable.
Hmm?
What do you say? Comfortable. It's got the L in it, but it's, you know, I'm not going to go back to all three. It's just
comfortable has an L in it.
Of course it does.
Yeah, that does.
So that's comfortable. And this is why I had a TA. Because these are the kind of questions he was asking his teacher. And his teacher was looking at him the same way, thinking, oh, listen, Jordan, are you sounding out the words?
I was just testing.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's time for Ace of the Streets. I'll just
burn if you cue the music.
I
And we are
back
here to the streets news. Probably should have this maybe before. Student accidentally given 850,000 through a university grant instead of £85, splashes it out on wild parties, designer clothes, and £180 hairdos.
She said she thought it was a gift from God.
Yeah, I thought it was a gift from God.
850 bags is mad.
No, that's instead of 85.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm on what she's on. If 850 bags landed in my account, man is going to spend it.
No, I'm not splashing that. I might spend like 150, but 700.
No, not she don't spend it all off.
But she's buying nonsense. She used to be like, she used to buy like property and stuff like that.
No, but then with
property, she's buying wigs.
No, property, she'll get caught up because they'll be like, you need to have proof of funds. Where'd you get this from? You'll instantly be in trouble if you try to
buy. Yeah, but you could buy it cash.
Can you? They will then look into even more. How have you got the money? You have to have proof of findings with these things. You can't just
I can show them that it's been transferred from whoever. And they're not gonna ask the uni, oh, why are you giving Jordan 850 bags?
They'll look into it. I feel like you can't just cop a yard.
So what are you gonna buy them? Wigs. You're gonna buy wigs, are you?
If I have 850 bags, I'm putting some of it away. And I'm just going to spend on little things I need. Give some to family. I'll be nice. Everyone will be good around me. Everyone will be nice.
Oh, I thought for not willing to give my family.
You wouldn't want to give your family nothing?
Nah, clothes, like mum.
Yeah, but
after parking everything else. I'm not really spreading it out. Like,
we don't really
want to. When I say family, I say immediate family.
Because I thought you were going to go around the hood and start blessing me.
Why would I do that? I said people around me.
So it's because
of Gojiba.
And I had you.
No. I'll give you, man, some.
Would you?
Here we are.
I wouldn't give him shit.
You wouldn't give me nothing. If I want 850, I'll give you my 10 bags.
I'll book a holiday for everyone. I won't give you no money.
Oh, would you? You wouldn't do it. If I had 850,
I would.
I'll give you needed it.
Yeah,
but I'll just like, I'll give you issues money.
We're on your pod together. Like, no, you and Izzy, 10 bags each.
I'll get a Ben 10 bags. I'll give you 10 bags. Yeah, everyone's getting 10 bags.
Yeah,
I've got 10 bags to spare.
I'll book a holiday and yeah, it's all on me.
You're not like giving me nothing.
No, I'll give you 10 bags. But I'll be honest, if you man give me 10 bags, when the uni asks for that money back. It's going to Warsaw.
Would you not give the money back though if they ask?
No.
No.
Listen, imagine. So what happened to her then?
Didn't
actually say. So has she been arrested or?
I'm sure they're probably in the process of getting money back. I wouldn't give the money back. Not alive. You're gonna have to take me out.
Yeah, 100%.
You're gonna have to take
100%. I'm going now. Fight!
Yeah, I'm not giving it up.
I'll come to call in my Euros.
The only thing.
You can see the big Lambo just.
On a double yellow.
Bro, a double yellow.
But I would be a little bit concerned that how the money got into my account, it can just get reversed. Do you know what I mean? So I would be.
I would think.
Yeah, like, you know, a bank could be like, oh, this is in there by error. Like, or they might call you and say, we need to take this out.
No, but it depends sometimes, you know.
Is like, it? Once it's in your account, it's done.
No, it depends. So they can do the chargeback thing, but they need to contact your bank and your bank have to contact you. But if they can't reach you, then they can't like withdraw it. So like you need to confirm that it was sent in error.
Is that what happened when their man put the AC on your account?
No, but I transferred money.
Oh, to that. Oh, yeah. I remember you saying.
Yeah. So from my business account, I transferred £8,000 by mistake. Yeah, and I sent it to one of my old drivers.
Yeah, I remember.
But he said that he had a bounce back loan on that account.
Yeah.
But it's 5:30 in the morning, when I thought, cool. Like, let me just move this money around quickly. Now. Before the day starts, I sent it to the wrong guy. I checked, I phoned him, and the man said, "Ah, that's
what I knew." That's when I knew I was done, man. That's when I knew I was done. Yeah. And he wasn't trying to phone his bank. Like, it was ongoing for like 2 months. Like, he wasn't trying to phone his bank to tell them that it was a mistake. So basically, it was a madness. Like, I had to phone up my bank. There's going like back and forth, and then they're like, "Yeah, like there's no guarantee that I'm gonna get the money back." Like, it was deep still. So, it was dark. Like, that's the closest that I've been in years to crying.
An NFL player has recently shot to viral fame due to the unique nature of his name, sparking widespread attention and online buzz. General Booty, 22 years old, plays for... We need to stop to read that. But
are you going to get this up?
On what? I don't want
to
type this.
Oars. What? Are you going to get this up?
Yeah.
Whoa.
General Booty. Let's focus.
Let's focus on what matters.
Yeah, that's General Booty.
What,
his
first name's General.
And
last name Booty.
So what's his dad's name is Abraham Booty.
So what's he done?
That's just his name, General Booty. People just been laughing.
People are seeing the chore, man.
I thought it was fucking hilarious.
So this is the new show.
That's, yeah. I thought it was up to be quite funny, actually. No, the funny fight.
No. Stop going Brighton, June 1st, man.
Stop going Brighton. You are
Brighton. General Booty's probably leading the march.
If you're with me. Stupid pop-ups. I'm not sounding that good. But there's teens basically dressed up, running around Russia, attacking people as animals. But
what?
Watch like the video.
Wait, what's happened?
Teens dressed as animals attack people in a new craze. It's like a viral craze out in Russia.
What, beating people up?
Yeah.
But dressed as an animal?
They're called quad rapers.
Why?
I don't know. They have to ask the Russians. There's a lot going on
over there at the moment. That's mad. That's mad. What, just a random attack? I want to see what they look like, though.
This one will dress up with a cat. It's not letting you. Can you see it?
What, and they beat people up?
Man's on the floor now. Or he's running.
But why is that guy filming? You know what you mean? I always think, why are they filming at that specific time?
There's, they're basically a bunch of teenagers running around, battering people dressed up as...
Animals.
Yeah.
This is weird. Do you remember they were doing that a couple of years ago when people was wearing clowns
and costumes?
Do you remember that was happening? You remember that?
I think so.
Yeah, they was dressed up as clowns and they was like just popping around on people. You know, it was real as well.
I don't remember that.
Don't you remember the clown thing?
That was what, a big thing. What, clowns were just battering people?
Not battering, but they were like scaring people. Yeah.
I think it was in America. I don't think it was here.
I swear it was here as well.
People was dressed up as clowns.
That was
I've seen pranks where people were like,
"I don't want Halloween."
It wasn't Halloween. So I put in. It was like maybe 2017. That's the closest.
I didn't remember. What are the types of that clown scary?
Just what clown craze.
Oh, I'll be honest. It hasn't been good today.
No, that's fine. I can't have hits every week.
Have you got any?
I try my best. Two girls. There's a couple of others, but I don't really.
No,
I really want to.
Well, one more.
Oh, no, really.
No, I like to.
No, please.
I like companies.
I'll be honest, yeah. If I was a pensioner, yeah, and I'm sat home, and I'm waiting for the 6 o'clock news,
yeah,
and Trevor McDonald tells me this, I'll be pissed.
Why?
This is ear to the streets news.
I'll throw my team.
But wait, would you expect your old grandma or grandparents period to ear to the streets?
No, but.
Yeah, but at least
they're obviously watching teletext. They're not concerns.
It was you've taken on this today.
You
ain't like this today.
I did.
No, like, even if you didn't.
The 850 grand is a big thing.
What was the second one?
General Bottom.
General Booty.
General Booty. You could do that's obviously
yeah.
Really,
I'm really just and video. Russians dressing up as cats. There's quite a few videos I've ended up.
No, give him grace because no,
I don't actually care for his.
No, give him grace.
No, can I have one more. Can I,
please can I have one more. For the German booty.
That has been.
No, the man's begging you. I'm begging.
You don't need to beg me.
I'm begging.
You don't need to beg me.
Please,
we'll be back again.
Can you give us one more?
We'll be back again on Saturday.
But imagine if the viewers are feeling a bit dissatisfied. Sorry, yeah, by their next week. But they're probably there now saying, "No, Els, come on, please, yeah, give us one more." And I'm asking nicely.
I know you're asking nicely, but not this week.
Please, don't add them. Should go.
I do. I do.
I can think of stuff right now.
Go on then.
Thomas Tuchel announced as England manager.
It's not ear to the streets. That's what I said. What he heard on Talk Sport.
Ear to the streets. You're going to Russia.
Yeah, the streets are Russia. Look, where's the cat? On the street in Russia.
You could never step foot in Russia. You're abducted.
I have no business there.
You'll be trafficked.
There was one on a sad note, that Liam Payne situation. That was quite sad.
Do you not want me to report stuff?
No, but it's big news though.
Yeah, I
personally don't even like the other day.
Yeah.
I heard different things. Did you hear about what was going on there?
What do you mean?
I
don't
really keep talking about
the before he was does.
Like they was calling the police before he passed because the hotel staff said he was smashing up his room and some crazy stuff. And then they went in his room and they saw that foil.
I just want an Insta. That
often.
Yeah, I don't want to speak on that dead man's
thing. No, I'm just.
I'm what your words is that you're saying that you found reports that he was on heroin. So I don't want. I don't want to speak on that. No, we were saying. No, we were saying. You saw burnt up foil.
No, this is war.
That and that leads to and that leads jobs. And that leads to heroin.
Alright, cool, let's leave.
So
Rest in peace.
And whatever rumors Fionn's before that he's heard, you know, I just hope that him and his family find some peace.
No, that's what we all want. I'm saying,
you know what? I'm gonna start spreading rumors then.
Do you not actually want what do you call that kind of news?
No, I don't want
not death news, not the death like not stuff like that, but
no. No,
headline stuff.
No,
like that's always in the news.
I want ear to the streets, but not this Russian business.
You can't. When you tell me to do things, it's like with a pinch of salt. I'm not always gonna take it all the way seriously. I'm just not. Unless it's outside of work and it's actually working.
For you know, still pissed off about it, don't I?
I'm not pissed off about it. I'm not pissed off about it at all.
Yeah, the streets.
But that's all we're getting from Russia.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
If the Russians do, and you was chatting shit about them, you'd be done.
He'd be the cat.
Remember when they poisoned that guy. I'm like, spy?
Yeah.
You'd be poisoned.
Or when the spy? Russia. Thanks for the cop.
I know that the Russians poisoned
Spreading rumors. Spreading rumors.
No, I get your point. No, it's fine. I get your point.
All right, cool. So this week, we got a dilemma from one of the jury members, and she wants us to answer. So I'm going to read it out. Come on, guys. As always, please lock in.
No, I'm
just lock in.
Never been more focused.
Because this is the reason why people don't send us dilemmas.
Lock,
miss our whole segment, because laughing after people's pain. Right. I'm not going to say the name, but hi guys, I have a dilemma for you. A bit different to the usual one, but interested to hear your opinions. This year I started uni after a very bad summer and I'm not enjoying it. For context, I'm commuting from home
and this is a London uni. I've considered everything from transferring to a different uni to moving to accommodation, and I don't know what to choose. This feeling is a mixture of me missing my friends who are mostly in the Midlands, me struggling to make friends, and being at home kind of making me feel stuck, like I'm going mad. I know you all, including Natalia, have had different uni experiences, or Jordan not even attending. Natalia going to a local one and living at home. I just want to see a better perspective for people that are a bit older than me. Love the pod, and she wants to calm down. So she's asked us to give her advice on what to do with her uni experience, and she's really hating it, and she doesn't know what the next step should be.
Leave.
Did she say what she was doing?
Did
she what she was doing? She just said that she's not enjoying it because just the social aspects, not working.
Leave. You shouldn't go for social aspects. She ain't ever going to use that degree again.
Why do you say that?
Unless she's doing some sort of pharmaceutical doctor, right. or teacher in business.
Then quit while you're ahead.
Just get out, love. Get out, find a recruiter, yeah, and let them find a job, yeah, and kickstart your career today. Yeah, get on LinkedIn, yeah, and just get the ball rolling.
Jordan's not well, man. No, but so you're saying for her to just leave the whole course,
leave it,
leave it. What do you feel?
Pack up her dorm and go.
Making the assumption she's not doing something like medical or law, yeah. You need a degree. I would probably say, yeah, maybe just look to back to work if you're not really enjoying it. Because at the end of the day, you're going to have to pay the people back. It's not free. It might seem free because it's not coming directly out of your account right now. But if it's something you can do without a degree, and like you can do a entry level course or something like that, or learning whilst you're on the job, which I found other people that I know works out better in the long run if you're learning on the job, because you could, I don't know, start as a junior, be career, senior, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then maybe just play out and just leave.
Is it 9,000 a year now? Because
check.
It must be
just before.
1950.
Oh, what was it?
Fuck it.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's such a... See, for what?
For you, isn't it?
You've got a degree in journalism, Phil. Yeah. Phil, you should be working for Sky Sports.
This is journalism right now.
Yeah, 1950.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm per term. I'm a bit different to you, though. I think she should stick it up, start it, and I think based off what she's saying, maybe she should try to stay at the
three terms.
She should try and stay there. You could try.
I brought herself from 27 grand.
She's already showing on it. Trickster.
Just after that, she's never gonna. Depends just take the money and run.
No, man, no. 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 No.
Take the money.
No,
actually, run. 83k worth of debt. So you're not enjoying yourself.
83k,
and she's saying,
yeah, but she's not enjoying the
social side of it. So if you're worried about the social side of it.
Go experience it.
But did you say with the London uni?
Yeah, but you live there.
No. Do you know how hard my gaff and electric bill is?
We had to go and do that.
What kind of bad advice is this?
No, she should try it.
She should try it.
I don't think she should. I don't think you should just quit. Hate quitters. You lot are quitters, man. Go stick it out.
That's not financially
smart. She lives in London.
What if she's doing a doctor's degree?
She lives in West London.
Stick to it.
Exactly.
She lives in West London and she's going to Uxbridge Uni, and you want her to move and live.
Let's do it. Obviously, want some.
It's a 20-minute commute.
Obviously, go and explore different options. But don't quit.
Don't quit, man. I don't agree with quitting.
She's starting up to uni, and a lot of the time, unfortunately, there's that pressure that you have from your parents and stuff. She obviously wanted to go uni initially. So she needs to ask herself, is this what she wants to continue to do? And if it is, stink it out, man.
Then you go uni, but I'm graduated.
The master's.
He's an lecturer, you know.
I'm doing another master's.
He's a lecturer.
What?
He tells us this all the time.
That's a serious man behind the camera.
Don't you know what?
I know he's a lecturer, but I didn't know you fly in.
Yeah, you got to do it like a master's, and then you got to do a teaching master's. So
that's what you're doing now, right?
I've just finished, yeah.
See, ends a serious counts.
Why didn't you do that then?
Because
that is also a lot of debt. So I've got a lot of debt on me now.
Yeah. But you got two masters.
Yeah.
And you're working in the field that you're doing it in, right?
Yeah.
So it's worth it.
Makes sense then.
Yeah.
It's worth it. We've got a journalist here. Yeah. He should have been like Fabrizio, what's his name?
Romano.
Yeah.
No, that's different.
Yeah. That's what you should have been on. But instead, in your me and L's chatting shit. Where's your PhD now, mate?
You're done. But yeah,
you got uni, Josh.
Yeah.
And you graduated?
Yeah. Masters as well.
Yeah.
In what?
Quantity today, commercial management.
The fuck, hell?
Do you use it?
Yeah. Freelance, not normal.
Okay. That's good. That's a good
point.
Commercial management.
They that do like the costing of jobs, right?
Jobs, buildings.
Yeah, so before a project gets done, they will speak to a QS to kind of get the costs of everything.
Everything.
And projections.
Don't start and ask about QS.
I recruit there.
Yeah, just say that.
You do freelance and we talk.
Try to bond.
We'll talk.
See, I'm just trying to hear his KPI. Get out of here, man. Jobs work.
But yeah. But that's
what I'm asking.
Emotional management.
He can't believe it.
Bro.
He left settling in that.
You two got masters.
Masters is the extra.
Okay. Alright, well, let me not lie. Well, then, we're all in the same boat.
No. We got degrees.
What are you not doing now?
No, it's not that.
With a degree.
You can't say that someone with a degree is the same as someone is not. Just because you choose not to use a degree.
A degree. Wow, you got a degree.
Yeah.
It makes it easier for my role to have a degree.
Fuck your role.
This guy.
This is why.
These men have masters. They got masters.
This is why he has a TA.
These men have masters.
He's showing himself more experience.
Ben's about to have a double master.
Double master.
That sounds weird.
That sounds bad.
So how far are you been off like an OBE, MBE?
What?
That must be soon, though. No?
But I don't know the British he ain't got a scoop. Yes, man, he ain't got a scoop.
They're all connected, no?
Yeah, but... Order the British Empire. That's ordered by the king himself. You're done, man.
Mate, you met the king, right?
You're done. Oh, my but shit. Yes, but yeah, I think we're done now, innit? But yeah, to the lady that... I hope the advice helps. Obviously, they told you to leave.
Yeah, I'll take the money right.
Stick it out.
Look, where your options were.
And it all depends on what you're doing. We don't have all the context. If she was doing a degree that needed...
Not law, medical...
Anything like that. That even contest again.
You could have gone down the apprenticeship route. It would have been way easier.
Okay.
So yeah, and that's a man there with a master's.
Yeah. But it still helps.
Not really.
It does. A degree that help.
Not really.
If I wanted to
do that... Not quite severe.
Like, just aside, yeah, if I wanted to do that, yeah, like with me now...
What?
Could you get me a job?
Quantity surveying?
Yeah.
I could put you definitely in the right path. You've got enough on your plate.
I'm just thinking, if you can put me on the path, then he went to uni for 4 years.
Yeah, but you're not gonna be taken on in any kind of higher role.
But
entry level junior.
Yeah, but I can work my way up. 2 years, smash it out.
Nah, longer.
Yeah,
nah.
3 years. Because their apprenticeship lasts 3 years.
All right, 3 years is best, yeah? After 3 years, I do my thing. Now, I'm a I'm a master.
Nice.
Now I've got my master's.
Slow you down.
Start as a junior QS.
He doesn't understand.
Start as a junior QS.
Now I'm a master QS now.
Junior QS.
I'm doing my thing.
Junior QS.
Then junior QS.
Oh, just regular. Yeah.
Then you go to that. It could be like a commercial manager.
Yeah. Chartered, one of that.
Yeah.
So you think you'll go commercial manager within 4 years for that organization?
I'll be honest, though. I believe that jokes aside, call me delusional or what, but if there was a role here that I took seriously and I started off round 4 years, that's long enough for me to thrive forward.
How long was you in the IT role for?
And I was doing my team! Two years.
Guess where I started?
And then I got an apprenticeship role. As junior analysis. Then I got promoted.
Oh my god.
Oh,
I really need to wrap up.
Before we wrap though, I'll clock what kind of person Julian is here. I feel like within the right circumstance, if you told him, I bet you couldn't beat a heroin addiction, he would try.
100%. But do you know what's so mad, yeah? The IT team, that's a prime example. Yeah, because when I left there, I was a system tester. I was a software tester. Exactly, but that's a big promotion. That's a big promotion.
I know what testers.
Get me? I can use SQL in that.
What?
Yes, bro.
You?
Yes, we are.
Since when?
Yes, bro. From back then. That's what I'm saying. Nah. I can use SQL. Like you see, like a drop down here on like a website. I can go into the back end and change that, like, and change like drop downs and stuff.
Swear.
Yes.
Is that similar to that being
a developer?
Yes, yeah.
Back end.
Yeah. So the next step is a developer.
You can barely go to Instagram.
Well, that was back then, you know. I've been at the game for a while now. But yeah, see?
Oh, no, you're fucking.
When you probably think of doing that at IT, it just makes me laugh, though.
Johnny,
I've been trained to get to work.
I could never do any sort of desk job now. Like, I don't have the capacity to.
Can you do a working day? Can you do a remote role?
No. He wouldn't work. He'd be banging V for.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, there's too much distraction.
He'd be playing Osh. And people would
be playing. There's too much distraction.
Was it?
When I'm home now, yeah, like, and I've got work to do on my laptop, like, I need to proper. Like, anything needs to be tidy, like, around me. Like I need to have eaten.
Yes.
See, and this is why
Anyway, guys, this has been the Corporate Show. Please, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. I've been Big Geordie George, the nephew to these two.
The nephew?
Yeah.
I'm glad that you realised
that. I've been the uncle.
Yeah.
I've been the uncle to my two nephews.
I've been the nephew.
AKA Mr. Wicked.
Yeah, it's your boyfriend, the one you'll come to see, man.
Until next time,
peace.